Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The NutriMedical Report, and we'll be connected in a second with Josh Bernstein. And of course, we're having a little bit of minor connection issues, but we're able to succeed because we are able to pivot, just like our leader, Donald Trump. Which I think is kind of funny because it's amazing how he keeps everybody kind of guessing as to what his next move is going to be, and they really don't know yet. So Josh is apparently is going to be on this court phone. Apparently somehow something's going on with his other line, but we will connect him because I talked to him a second ago on the Skype connection to his phone line. There's a lot of issues happening. I just talked to Larry Pratt from Gun Owners America. He'll be back on Monday. We'll be talking about a lot of the regular information we talked about earlier in the week with Pastor Boyce Pa. Situation, I think, is a little bit insane because what we have right now, accumulating evidence is that Paddock was definitely not the only shooter or even a minor shooter. There were no signs of casings on the floor. The way he was sprawled, there was no suicide note. The fact that the window punched out the next door suite was not in his suite. The fact that there were windows open at the fourth floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and the distance from the forensics, audio forensics, indicates that there were shooters at half the distance, meaning at that lower floor level. We also have pretty good evidence that we have Josh Bernstein. So, in other words, what we're having is signs that this is a fast and furious gun-running operation to ISIS, which, was, by the way, we're affiliated with. The Russians keep accusing us, and we actually have tons of proof now, both regular and classified. This man was involved as an agent or proxy for the FBI. I've changed their name because they're so often involved with pushing and advancing terrorism on American soil or even overseas, as CIA and FBI. Changed them to the Criminal Intelligence Agency and the Federal Bastards of Instigation for the FBI, because they watched people like the Sentinel brothers for years, even after the Russians warned them. We see this over and over and over again. 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center was an FBI affiliate sting. And now we're seeing evidence that this man was definitely not the only shooter, that in fact he was, his name I changed from Stephen Paddock to Stephen Patsy. He might have been involved in this, but he's definitely not the only shooter. And the fact that we have the Russians accusing us of playing games and serving, and I've even talked to anesthesiologists in Israel, the regular classified sources, that have taken care of ISIS fighters in Tel Aviv, and was told after he told his parents to get the heck out of Israel, this is 8 months ago. So you have to understand what's going on is we are the terrorists. We are terrorizing the American population. We do want to have a surveillance society, and if the economy crashes, we want to be in control of that. That's the globalist maniacs that want to control whatever happens down the road after a disaster. And this is the Las Vegas version of 9/11, which again is an inside job. It's a false flag, just like Oklahoma City. And I can tell you from personal experience, it's not open to anybody's damned opinion. Having been given death threats and fired because of information I knew from one of the five forensic special op chemistry team is not an experience you can kind of trade or say it's my opinion. It's just the way it is. Ugly as it is, this is the fact that our government has elements in it which are the enemy of the American people. And we see that even in the healthcare debate. I mean, I'd like to see McConnell pretending at least now he's going to cooperate on taxes and maybe getting something through to fix healthcare. But I like to see the beef, you know, like that old commercial. So, Josh, tell us what you see happening, because you know, AMAC.us has solutions for conservative Americans. But what I see going on is I don't think that Donald Trump yet has control of the deep state. Whether it's turning away.
No question that he doesn't have control of the deep state. He doesn't even have control of John McCain. Look,
right.
John McCain is a wild man, basically saying and doing anything he can to destroy Trump's agenda to make America great again. I mean, he torpedoed the health care bill on the last attempt. And what's crazy about it, it was actually co-sponsored by his best friend and his constant shadow, Lindsey Graham. So
right.
It's really strange that he actually went against his buddy there, and I'll use the word buddy lightly. So anyway, the whole thing is just strange. The Las Vegas shooting thing is getting stranger and stranger by the day. I am very much convinced that there was absolutely a second shooter. There's no question about it. There was a gal on Facebook that was getting ready to start a Facebook group that was going to talk about what she saw firsthand and witnessed, and now she has mysteriously ended up dead. So that just happened a couple of days ago. We're hearing all kinds of weird stories coming out of Las Vegas.
Well, even
the police chief may have known what was going on
and knew about it. Black security,
you name it, it's all been happening.
I had Bachelor Butch Paw on the program earlier in the week, and he actually came up with evidence right from the LAPD that they had an affiliate there. The LAPD released statements to indicate that they know that this guy was an ISIS affiliate running against them, just like Fast and Furious with the previous Obama administration. So what's going on is they're actually, just like the Russians have accused us, we're supporting or flying on senior leaders of ISIS and Al-Qaeda directly out of collapsing cities like Raqqa and Mosul. And people need to start taking measure. There's 10,000-plus Muslim cells in America and 42 live ammunition training sites, including Islamabad just outside Manhattan. This is not delusional. They know the GPS coordinates. They know the names of these maniacs. Why have they not seized them? Because they want terrorism. They want it to kill Americans. They want to create a police state. The Los Angeles PD, the largest police department probably in the nation, has now started to use drones. At least they said, well, we're not weaponizing them yet. But the thing is, they have. And overseas, these are weaponized drones that have directed energy weapons, lasers, and high-velocity missiles attached to them. And they can hit you or take care of you. Or they can scan you from hundreds of yards above your home, and you can't even hear them, with a terahertz scanner based on your terahertz signature from an airport scan when you went on a vacation maybe 2 years ago. People don't get it. They don't realize the deep state is the enemy of the people of Earth, not just nations of America, but everybody.
Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right, and I think that as these investigations unfold even more, I'm really happy to see and hear that the Judiciary Committee is now opening up an investigation into Uranium One, finally.
Right.
Finally, after all this time.
The best defense for the Democrats and the Clinton Foundation is to make a Russia, Russia, Russia attack. And when I listen to the clips that are played on Fox News by Hannity, Hannity's a bit of a kind of a dry comedian, because he can get such great work and people working with him to put together these clips. It's like, if you watch it, you literally start squirming in your seat when you see the craziness and the psychotic behavior of the uber-left Democratic globalist media. They're completely insane. This looks like drip, drip, drip impeachment. This looks like insanity. Looks like, you know, Article 25 or insanity. I mean, they go on and on and on ad nauseum to the point where I just want to go up and, if I could, you know, like the movie, Network, throw the television out the window. It's frustrating. It's like, it's like the NFL saying that they're going to do this, they're going to lock arms, they're going to do this or that. These idiots, no matter how muscled up they are and steroided up, they're not as strong as the public. We're just not going to turn the TV off, not buy the products advertised, and we're just not going to the stadiums. And they're going to eventually, Richard Goodell, this Goodell idiot, and the football players, if they have a gripe, you already have celebrity and money. Go to do public stadium, you know, talks. Go into the communities. Go and mobilize things. Use your own money to make sure mamas get trained and get guns so that they can go and defend their community and defend their sons out there and their grandchildren so they don't get pushed into a gang. Don't go and just start kneeling and treating the Constitution and the flag bad. That's what holds us all together. Doesn't matter what our skin color is. We're all Americans. And the problem is, this is all designed because they want to tear down the culture of America. They want to get rid of the Constitution. They want to get rid of the idea. They want to have a constitutional convention so they can get rid of the idea that all we need is, say, you know, the big population centers like Los Angeles and New York. And, hey, the Democrats will be permanently fixture there doing hell to America. You know? That's why she didn't even campaign. She didn't need to campaign, she thought, in the Rust Belt states. Right?
Exactly.
It's disgusting. And then Hillary Clinton is on a book tour rather than being an orange jumpsuit. Why? I want to know why her color is not orange. How about you? She'll look great in orange. Her orange pantsuit.
Idiot.
Welcome back. You know, one thing that I realize about America, which is really true, I mean, it doesn't matter what skin color. If you're poor, black, white, Hispanic, you're treated like pretty bad in the inner city, not by your fellow Americans, but by the government that set up social service systems to make sure the daddies aren't in the home and the mothers can't defend themselves or their kids from violence. We have this crazy congresswoman who complained that she didn't like the tone of Donald Trump calling one of the recently dead people in Niger, his family, and she didn't like the tone. Why does she even have why is this even newsworthy? Why does she have a right to say something obscene about the president's plain, bold-faced lie? And, of course, even her continuing to drum out this stuff of, you know, Article 25, that Trump is crazy because he's trying to govern when the Congress is trying to backstab him. A to McConnell A, or, you know, Ryan A. I'm just amazed that, you know, if she was right in front of me, I would have to restrain myself to not slap her hard. This is really disgusting. It's getting to the point where a rational discussion with people of different viewpoints can't happen in this country, and that's really dangerous, isn't it?
It really is, truly. And look, there's been a lot of witnesses that were in the room when President Trump made the phone call. There's, on the other side, they're saying that President Trump was insensitive. I don't believe he was insensitive. I think when he was trying to say what he said, he was letting her know that your son is a hero or your husband is a hero, and therefore he sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice, which is giving up his life, and he knew what he was doing for the love of his country. And I don't think that it came out any other way than what they're reporting. I think this is another opportunity for the left and another left-wing member of Congress to try to pile on falsely against the president. That's truly what I think this is all about. And I think that in the end, as President Trump said that he had proof, he'll be proven correct. Just like he said, I have proof about being wiretapped at Trump Towers.
Right.
Well, we already know that that is the case, and we know that the proof was there.
The thing that I find most amazing is how the FBI, since 2009, that's a long time. We're talking about 8 years where this has been literally buried, that during the Obama administration, when Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State, her foundation, the Clinton Foundation of the ex-president Bill Clinton and her, got $145 million of kickbacks directly to her foundation alone. That doesn't include Podesta and who else got money, including Obama, in foreign bank accounts. And it gave 20% of uranium to Russia to build nuclear weapons to fry our cities. How crazy is that? That's like passing a loaded gun to a person on PCP and speed in your own home in the kitchen to blow your head off. That's how stupid this is. And they worry about, you know, Trump somehow getting, you know, manipulating because he somehow manipulated the elections. Get a break. You know what? The reason why Mueller continues the investigation, because if we dig deep enough, not only is he a criminal for hiding up a lot of the things about 9/11, but he's a criminal here for hiding up Uranium 1. And the fact is, what's going on here with this administration, both Obama, Hillary Clinton, and much of her administration and the administration of Obama needs to be in orange jumpsuits in prison with no yard time and no internet access and no damned interviews on public television. It needs to be over. And also the licenses for these television stations like NBC, they need to be pulled. We need to stop the foolishness because all it's doing is splitting up the country. If I had my druthers, I would literally send checks to black mamas to take gun training and pay for their damn gun and men so that they could defend their community against maniacs and have enough shooting power so they could wear body armor and protect themselves and their community against maniacs and these MS-13 or other gangs where black-on-black violence is killing them like crazy. And now that they've harassed the heck out of the police have backed off, and it's more violent. So the more the left does this and the Democrats, the more dangerous these places in the inner city become because the police are afraid to do their job now. That's terrible, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely terrible. And, you know, I was listening to a little bit of the testimony that Jeff Sessions was being questioned on the Senate Judiciary Committee. And Dick Durbin, another left-wing idiot, was talking about how we're taking funds out of Chicago and that therefore there's going to be more murders and things like that. Well, look, the bottom line is the money that you've been getting, you haven't been using and allocating for the right sources. Otherwise, you wouldn't have these out-of-control murders and these murder rates that are higher than the rest of the country. So what are you doing with that government money? Where is that government money going? Is it going to crack houses? Is it going to handouts and benefits? I mean, it's obviously not going to prevent gang violence.
Well, they had a ruling back, who was the mayor of New York when this was put in place, often on Fox News. They had a rule of, you know, stop and frisk. If they did that in Chicago, as soon as they found these characters having illegal guns, they'd go to prison for 5 years. The streets would be cleaned off in a few months. And the fact that we don't properly police, it also, we are also outgunned. If you're a policeman, why would you go in with a police cruiser that can't stop high-velocity bullets, no body armor, and you're carrying a small, low-caliber gun compared to people with high-velocity weapons and all kinds of other tactics, rocket grenades, high-velocity guns, etc.? Why would you be outgunned and walking into what we call a kill zone, a term in the military? This is stupid. The police have to be not just idiots, they have to be suicidal to even try to do their job in these cities. And they don't like to, you know, what Trump did a few months ago is literally allow the police departments to decide, hey, if I want to go to the military armaments, I can requisition at an incredibly low cost or no cost at all, military-grade weapons and material, so the police can one-up the criminals and be ready to actually outgun them.
It seems like we almost need like a Duarte from the Philippines to be the head of the chief of police in Crook County, Illinois, and just going around and taking out these drug dealers and these gangbangers. I mean, you know, maybe we ought to, you know, we just heard, and you mentioned this in the first segment, that the Los Angeles Police Department is now going to be using drones. They say they're not going to be weaponized yet.
Yes.
Well, maybe they ought to be weaponized in Chicago or something to get rid of these crack houses and these gang-infested areas. I mean, you know, how do you create a better neighborhood and a better community? By getting rid of the filth that is destroying that neighborhood and that community. Well, maybe we need to take some drastic measures to do just that.
Well, I think that, as I mentioned before, there's three things we need. We need metadata. One of the things I disagree with is that every state has its own database on guns and materials. And I'm talking about gun legislation. I just want to know if all of a sudden somebody bumps up their number of guns they have or they buy bomb materials to assemble bombs. I want to know what the hell they're doing. Secondly, when I see somebody on a specific drug that we call a kill you jack drug, I want them to be part of the metadata that says, hey, this person needs to be watched. You know, and we're not talking about a full surveillance society where we're monitoring every cubic meter, which is, by the way, the intention of the globalists, what they want to do. They want to create us an electronic cage. We're in this cage. We know where we are with our cell phone chip and where we are with these scanners and smart dust to a cubic meter. Now, when I first met the guys at Oak Ridge National Lab Building 10 and Affymetrix in Chicago, I went to the facilities where they're building these, and they're getting ready to actually be able to track us everywhere we go. And this latest false flag that they did, which, by the way, was done by the FBI and CIA, is definitely a gun-running operation to ISIS. It's definitely trying to create a dialectic of gun-grabbing. It's definitely more than one shooter. And we definitely have a situation here that's way out of control. You have to connect the dots here, and by the way, this is all the dots also connected with not fixing health care. Why do they not fix health care? Why are they even, you know, quivering on whether or not they're going to support the tax bailout? In fact, what I've heard from my sources is if the tax bailout doesn't happen, we're immediately going into a worldwide, not just American, economic crash. With the bond market, with the commercial real estate market, with the flat growth of the European economy, with the if you want to call it the economic trade war with China, which has been brewing for years, but it hasn't broken out because of people like Obama, it's going to break out. That's what North Korea is, just another symptom of the trade war with China, isn't it? They're building these islands in the South China Sea, and they're doing $200 billion of industrial espionage every year. They have our tech companies collaborating to actually stick us in the back. I mean, you talk to it. The Silicon Valley guys are just putting the screws to America and even shutting off access to information by Chinese scientists and technicians that have been trained in the West, in Europe or America, and they go back to China and they can't get access to the Internet. The young people in China are mad as hell and they don't want to take it anymore, and the old communist leaders in their 70s and 80s, that's why China is closer to revolution than any other nation on earth. People don't realize that. For every job in China that becomes available, there's 9 qualified people. China's not doing so well. They're all full of it. And we've pumped up China on purpose for the globalists to destroy America's industry, to destroy the economy and the middle class, and it's blown back in their face because Hillary Clinton didn't think she even had to campaign in the Rust Belt states, because she figured, well, I have $1.3 billion spent on this. I need to be queen bee of the United States. It doesn't matter if I'm Lilith, the daughter of Satan himself. I'm going to run this damn country into the ground, and I'm going to get $145 million from, you know, Uranium One, from Putin and the corrupt Russians. Because remember, you got to think Putin is just a mafia don. He's a rough Russian mafia don. He's an illegitimate descendant of the czars and czarinas. This guy's a freaking criminal on galactic levels. And people don't get it, and so is Hillary Clinton and John Podesta and Barack Obama. These guys are all criminals. They need to be in orange, in a prison, now. And they need to get no yard time.
Yeah, no, look, I agree. And the other thing about China, let's not forget that we are educating all of their scientists. They come here, and they go to American colleges and universities, and they meet American, you know, professors that are typically Marxist and, you know, anti-constitutionalist, and then they learn all of our nuclear secrets. They learn all of our engineering secrets, and then they go back to China and they share that information with the Chi-Coms, with the communists. And the next thing you know, they build up their military at our expense.
We've got to keep an eye on these people and
not allow them to be exchange students in America.
Oh, absolutely! In fact, I saw. Next revolution with Steve Hilton, and I can tell you, I watched his program for the first time on the weekend, and I was so impressed with the show last Sunday. I said, "Dear, we usually watch to a relaxing show in the evening, like Hill Center International, to sort of get ready." I was so on fire for watching this guy rip things apart with his diction, his delivery, the facts, his plans. He said, "We need to have a complete ban in China. They shouldn't be allowed to travel here, work here, buy any of their crap. It should be over. We should realize we're already deep in a war with China right now. They just haven't started shooting missiles yet. And the fact that North Korea is getting away with this crap, they're finally getting it. That Trump, although he served cake to Mr. Xi, he also served a final warning. I can bomb Syria. I can weaponize the hell out of Tokyo and South Korea and Taiwan. And if you want to squirm sideways and let North Korea strike us, because you know China's response? When Trump said, you know, that we may have to do the military option, China said that they would interfere with us. In other words, they would attack us if we went and attacked North Korea, even if they attacked Guam.
Wow.
Now, I can tell you right now, China and the Chinese people and their giant factories and the dragon states along the coast of China will disappear in a nuclear vapor cloud in 12 to 14 minutes if they pull that kind of crap off. These people have got racial superiority complex ubermunch. They're out of their freaking minds. And they don't understand who they're dealing with. They really don't. They don't realize, unless you're a Chinaman living in Venezuela, Canada, or elsewhere, you're not going to be alive, breathing human air, and living on a planet with a pulse. If you start this war with America, you're done.
Exactly.
And the same with the Russians. The Russians have got a tiny military. The only thing they have is military force. If we put in place all the plans, including the fourth layer, I call laser defense systems, then when no missile can strike American soil or our allies, the game of war is over, because we have space-based weapons that can destroy an entire city without even printing the paint from the walls or the blast sound of a missile coming in. We've got rods from God that can come in. You won't even hear it coming. You just have a nuclear explosion. We've got gamma ray laser system. We've got scalar weapons that can take and disrupt even a specific scalar C frequency of DNA in a particular organism like humans. People don't understand exactly what America has ahead of century weapons ahead of anybody else. And to be honest with you, the reason why we're impotent is because we've been purposely impotent, even giving technology for accurate targeting of U.S. cities during the Clinton administration as well, where he took also a bit of the Glass-Steagall bill. You know, what I see going on is America is purposely becoming vulnerabilized by a series of globalist maniacs, all the way from George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., and Barack Obama. Now finally we have a real president that's going to actually do something for America. It's amazing, isn't it? And by the way, the state of Israel, too, when we look at Iran, Iran's writing on the side of the missiles how they want to destroy the state of Israel. Would you certify this plan? The certification means we have to inspect every damn military and other site, and if you make the slightest squeak sideways, you're going to enrich uranium or create missiles that go further. We're taking them apart. And if they don't agree, guess what? All the companies, including Europe, that want to trade with Iran, to hell with you. You want American dollars and be able to sell your oil, you're done. And I think we need to start taking, we need to get rid of the carrot and get a lot bigger stick, shouldn't we? Right?
Yeah, it is. It really is when you think about it. I mean, China has been doing this. They have been manipulating our currency for the longest time. They've been sending lead-based products in their toys into America.
Yeah, have you ever heard of China 2025? Have you heard of the China 2025 plan, which they published in Chinese?
Yeah, get rid of the dollar and have it be the Chinese currency.
Right, and there's a lot more than that. They want domination. And I hear the other side, because I hear the Belt and Road with Charlie Schlanger and Helga Zeppelarusch, and they think it's a great, wonderful thing. They've got this Belt and Road. This is like the Roman road system, only China will be the Romans of the 21st century in the third millennium. That's what they want. They want control of every economy in every continent. They want projection of power. They want to have prescience over all technology, and they're going to steal it and then try to leapfrog forward and literally dominate every country in every continent. It's disgusting. Well, they're also poisoning their own population. I mean, it's not fit to live in most of their cities. It's so polluted there, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, the air quality is horrible.
It's unreal that 50 to 60% of the rivers have toxic water that can't support life. 50% of their cities, the air is so bad that if you put your car outside, you're going to get inches of rubber dust and other toxic stuff on it. You have to literally brush it off to even see the windshield after an afternoon. I have friends that have gone back and forth there and say it's mind-bogglingly disgusting. And the Chinese Communist Party are old as crap. They're 70s and 80-year-old maniacs, and they really tried to tighten the screws down by our tech companies are collaborating. So even Amazon and Jeff Bezos the guy, Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, these guys are kissing the Chinese butt, just wanting to get some more bucks.
They really are, and they're even allowing censorship. Their products and services like Apple and Facebook have bent over for the Chinese, and they're allowing certain things to go through with censorships on it, you know. And
yeah, then they want to buy our movie theaters up so they can make movie content.
Movie theaters, you got not Harkins, what's the other one? AMC Theaters is owned by a Chinese billionaire who owns that. He also owns Paramount.
Yeah. We worry about Sharia compliant, laws. We talk about this with Dr. Bill Warner. How about Communist Party compliant communications and discussions and even dialogue or opinions? People don't realize they'll put a clamp on even public media here in America and say, no, you can't say that. You know, in fact, one of the last actions that Obama did was passed over to a company in Northern California so an international body would determine what's reasonable and unreasonable public dialogue on the Facebook, Twitter, and any public media. You know, programs like this, if I did this in Canada, I would be arrested so fast,
yep.
The wind wouldn't move as fast as the RCMP coming in my door, clamping shackles on me and hauling me out backwards out the door to a prison, okay? Canada's disgusting. Britain's disgusting. Europe's disgusting. The only place it isn't is America. You know why? 94 million armed Americans with 381 million deaths. That's why. That's why. So, today is the 18th of October. Just to mark off what's happening, in the next probably 2 weeks, we have to pass the budget and then the tax reform. And it's my personal feeling they're not going to get everything through. They're going to get a lot of things through in the tax reform. The health care is blowing up. I know living in California, our premiums jump another 40%. A lot of people can't afford this at all, which means they can't afford not only the premiums for health care, they can't afford the copays if they ever do need something done. And I'm not 100% for a lot of conventional medicine, but I will tell people what's appropriate surgery and so on. In fact, if they email me, NutriMedical@drbilldeagle.com, I'll give them a free opinion on what medical care is appropriate, what nutraceuticals reduce their drug load. And of course, we have the top nutraceuticals and technology, and I will send them test kits if they want. What people need to understand what's going on is the healthcare system is dead already. And what Donald Trump did was simply agree with the courts of 2016. What's going on now in Hollywood, and this is spreading to other industries like Amazon, where he was accused of being a sexual predator, the second in command, and he just quit. I mean, he obviously had the sense to not start spinning it like Weinstein, who somehow felt he had a right to abuse, you know, teenage girls. So Weinstein, of course, who's been a public article for decades, now they all of them want to feign that they're so surprised. It's like, are you kidding me? Why are you surprised when you're making the jokes at the Oscars? This is mind-boggling, isn't it?
It really truly is. And, you know, one of the actresses, well, she's more of a singer, but Courtney Love tried to warn, I think it was in 2004, 2005, there's actually a video, a viral video going around that she says, for advice to anyone in Hollywood, stay away from Harvey Weinstein. And as a matter of fact, she was let go from Creative Artist Agency, CAA, because of those comments way back when. But yeah, Weinstein has been known to be a creep for well over 25, 30 years.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is that he actually had a lot of these actresses sign non-disclosure agreements. So this, in some respects, allowed him to do some of the things that he did, knowing that they couldn't talk about what was going on set, they couldn't talk about it with anyone else, and more than anything else, they couldn't, you know, talk about what type of behavior that he was doing.
Yeah, but the problem is, we don't want to think it's just a singular individual. The entire culture of Hollywood is disgusting.
It's
anti-family, it's anti-human, it's anti-woman, which is really quite amazing, because a lot of these women that were used there, they're not coming out until now. There's some of them so enraged after years of abuse, and they're now, some of these women in their 20s and 30s, and they're coming out, yeah, he abused me when I was 16 or 15. It's like, you're kidding. You mean you couldn't have said this earlier? And now some of them, like even Hillary Clinton, says how disgusting it was. She said, I'm not going to give back the money. I'll give it to some kind of charity. Hillary Clinton is probably the most disgusting, evil person I've ever physically met, personally.
Yeah, and it's truly amazing that that she would even have any comment at all saying that this is, you know, disgusting and you know, abhorrent behavior. Meanwhile, she's the one that hired numerous private investigators to spy on the women that were
victims
of her husband. And
well,
she's going to go around and say that somehow she's appalled by what Harvey Weinstein did? Give me a break.
I know from classified sources that Hillary Clinton, whose family were the Rodhams, have been witches and warlocks and have been party to human sacrifice for many centuries. And that, in fact, the thing that gets her off most is not sex. It's snuff, live snuff ceremonies of real children being put to death in satanic demonic ceremonies. With blood drinking and flesh eating, okay? So this is a very disgusting, demonically energized and literally imprisoned so-called pseudo-human individual. A person that I call of clay and iron. And people need to understand that they feel empowered. She actually acted like hey, I deserve the presidency. I don't even need a campaign in the Rust Belt states. I mean, you damn well give it to me because I deserve to be queen bee over this frigging mess called America. For example, I just found out yesterday that even Brown tried to get rid of glyphosate in wine that's being sprayed in all the vineyards here in California, and they spray like crazy. And it's now been declared as of this year to be a carcinogen in California because for decades now, Monsanto, I call Mount Satan, has been able in three states, especially California, to block the use of Monsanto on our food. Now, we know that this Roundup is extremely toxic, but it's a good example. Next Friday, we'll have Betty Martini talking about this and many other biotoxins. But you got to understand, even Brown, as bad as he is trying to stop this. But you got to understand the evil in Hollywood, the evil in our government with people like McCain who takes money from Soros. And Soros, by the way, just transferred another $18 billion from his corporation to his foundations.
Yeah, I saw that.
He did that. He did that so he can dump that money, get the tax rebate on it, right? Because he doesn't pay the taxes on this. It's just dumped to his foundation. He gets a tax write-off. And he does this so that he can manipulate the governments of the world. In fact, until a few months ago...
Exactly. He's a currency manipulator and should be arrested.
Well, he's got other places. He's got a standing arrest warrant in Britain and three or four other countries that if he even shows up in their country, he's going to be arrested on the spot for manipulating the British pound sterling and making literally billions of pounds sterling disappear into a black hole that he disappeared with currency manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very bad dude. In fact, the statement he made, he's a Jew, he says. This is really disgusting, that his favorite time was collecting the teeth and the gold out of the mouths of his fellow Jewish people working with the Nazis. I mean, how disgusting.
Yeah, this guy, seriously, is the most vile excuse for a human being walking the face of the earth.
And apparently he's cloned himself into his son who's apparently going to follow in his footsteps. So we're not just done with this monster.
No, we have Alexander, the next Hitler.
And freak, a mind control freak that basically wants to dominate the world with their billions and their crazy philosophies. And the problem is, you see, now we're on the edge of human genetic engineering and the arrival of not just the X-Men, but the Ubermenschian reality with CRISPR-Cas9 protocols and cybernetic brain interfaces and all kinds of other crap. People don't realize that the X-Men are here. They're not coming. That's why General Poindexter in the late 90s got rid of a whole bunch of these so-called bad experiments. And I personally was the doctor for some of these experiments. One guy in his late 20s was given a special genetic upgrade vaccine, and he put on 100 pounds in weight and 6 inches in height in his late 20s. And most of his buddies that got it either got cancer or became suicidal pain syndromes. And last time I talked to him was about 4 or 5 years ago. He was really suffering because he's getting all kinds of strange things happening to his body and neuropathy and pain syndromes because they're genetically freaking around with him. And they had no idea what the hell they're doing. They just do it to say, hey, we can give you this shot and it'll make you, you know, become an uber warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people don't understand what's going on, and they're experimenting with their soldiers like they're a desk or a piece of, you know, office material. They don't care if they're a human being. They don't give a crap about that.
No, it's amazing. And you know, some of these billionaire globalists have actually been talking about humanoids. Musk has been talking about that, as well as some other people that have been talking about the fact that the robots are going to be taking over in the future. And we've seen many times, for instance, Google has created many robots that can actually drive cars that are, 7 feet tall and can be, equipped with different types of drones and guns on them. And, it's pretty scary to think that the wars in the future may not be fought with soldiers, but rather with robots. And
did you know that
who's got the bigger, better robot?
And it's not just us. The South Koreans developed a robot warrior where you can actually go in a robot suit, and you could actually be operating the robot 7,500 miles away. Okay, 7,500 miles, 1,000 miles away. In real time, and you could be like a 20-foot-tall robot running across the land with all kinds of weapons on, totally impervious to gunfire.
Wow.
They don't understand that when they tried to recruit me in 1978, I was going to work on the MS tissue brain repository research for the electron microscopy and immunology lab with Dr. Tortolot in UCLA. But they wanted me to work on the super soldier program, which their plan was to take female fetuses insert horizontally DNA with things like the technology, like the CRISPR-Cas9 protocol. So they'd have the 8 actin myosin of jackals, which is 12 times the strength of any other mammal. You know the crushing force of a jackal's jaws are 12 times the strength of a lion?
Wow.
You know that? They can break bones with their teeth. So if you had these revved up, genetically engineered cyber humans, they would basically have a non-liquid nitrogen-cooled magnetronic helmet to make a swarm of battlefield warriors that can control drones and missiles and everything. And literally, it would be like a swarm of super warriors covered with nanotech body armor on, directly interfaced to supercomputers for battlefield matrix. And they were working on this 40 years ago.
Yep.
I told them, go to hell, I'm not going to work on this stuff, but I'm sure there was enough unethical people they did. That's why there's lots of bad experiments like what Dr. Poindexter had to get rid of. So this experiment in Vegas was to put us in a cage where everywhere you're going to see drones like L.A., but they won't be weaponized just with weapons yet, but they will have terror scanners to scan these through the roof of your home to tell you who's sitting at the kitchen table and who's in their bedroom. Believe it or not. You think, no, Dr. Deagle's making that up. You know what? Shut up and listen. I'm sick and tired of people thinking I don't know what I'm talking about. Believe me. If you want to challenge me, do it. Call in. We'll have fun. Back in a moment. Hour 2 coming up.
You can really trust a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.